Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good afternoon, sir. How are you? We're having a special broadcast today. Tell us about it.
I know. We have to wait till the weekends because we're such busy fellas. We actually have jobs. We have families and responsibilities, but yeah. We had to make time today. So we are recording this on the 21st of October. And probably, except for COVID, which we cannot seem to get away from, probably the number one topic we've had from the very first podcast was on the tech tyranny and the social media backlash against conservatives, right?
Right.
So what do we have? Breaking news. And this has been rumored for quite some time. But our friend, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
They just announced that they are launching a new social media platform.
Yep.
To compete head on against the Twitters of the universe, the Facebooks. So you know a bit more about the business side of this, Frank, but basically the TMTG, Trump Media and Technology Group, has created a new social media platform called Truth Social.
Correct.
Take it
Correct,
away.
Dave. Yeah. So no, great, great to catch up with you. And yeah, bringing you guys at home some breaking news on Trump's new social media platform announcement today. So the TMTG group, think about this for folks at home. Think about this as like an umbrella, right? So the TMTG is like an umbrella entity. They did a public SPAC offering today, a special purpose acquisition company on the stock market, raised a lot of money. Dave, the stock was up 50%+ today in trading. What this does, folks, it's called a blank check company. So basically people put their faith and confidence in a guy like Trump or whoever the sponsor is. It's Trump in this case. And he's going to go out and use that money that they raise, which is hundreds of millions of dollars, to acquire various social media entities, platforms, and the like. And so, again, TMTG is like the umbrella. So if you can sort of visualize this, under the umbrella, you're going to have a conservative Twitter. You're going to have a conservative Apple Plus. You're going to have a conservative, you know, et cetera. So it, kind of all along those lines, it's basically a holding company. And he's already trademarked a lot of these names. Truth Social is going to be like the head-to-head for Twitter. There's been rumors about him acquiring Getter, which is doing fantastic under his former leader, Jason Miller, for comms. So we'll see how it all works out. But basically, that's the setup.
It's very exciting, Frank. I mean, we've been waiting for somebody to step up, and we kind of had heard rumors about this all happening.
Yeah.
And what I was even more excited about, it's not just going to be some social media back and forth, but it's going to be a video on demand service. There's going to be entertainment and perhaps even a full 24/7 news program outlet.
Exactly.
And whether that maybe is in conjunction with a Newsmax or something, we don't quite know yet.
Yeah.
But I think all options are on the table and just totally under the radar. No one else is going to pick this up, but we wanted to make sure everybody knew about that and just go at least if nothing else, go to truthsocial.com, correct?
Yes, correct. That's exactly right. That's the website. You can go and sign up and be part of the beta test, what they call initial. There's going to be like tens of millions of people in the beta test.
I want to test.
Which will be interesting. Yeah. But you can go ahead and sign up and be part of that beta test and it'll be great. I mean, look, he's suing big tech on the tyranny thing. It's like enough is enough. He rallied the troops within his own organization and said, hey, you know, and he's obviously, they are big thinkers, right? Him, Don Jr., et cetera. So cast a big tent, really wide net, create a huge umbrella platform, and don't just create this company by company, platform by platform, but create a whole umbrella that basically he controls that we control, the people. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And you said, I think all options are on the table.
You know, we've kind of gotten off the Fox News train and they, came out with a couple of days ago. They still are totally killing it in the ratings. CNN continues to hit historic viewership lows. Yeah. Fox News continues to be tough because their evening lineup is still very solid.
Yeah.
I don't want to take away anything from Hannity and Tucker and
Laura.
Right,
they're right. Yeah.
The daytime gets definitely squishy at times.
Yeah.
We all know that. You know, pencil neck. Biden's. Potato head. Biden's ratings continue to plummet.
Oh yeah,
and that will not change. So the other breaking news today, The NIH, which stands for, I don't care.
National Institutes of Health.
Say that National 10 times Institutes fast. Health, so, yeah. So not only did the former head of this thing leave unceremoniously.
Francis Collins. Yeah, he announced his retirement about 3 months ago, which for folks at home, it's a bullshit announcement. There was no retirement. They knew about David. Talk about the data. Talk about what they found. This was all set up. This has been set up for months now.
I think tail between the legs would be the good way to put that. Anyway, they just came out of no. Oh, gee, we all thought that Fauci was telling the truth. Oh, we never did the gain of function research at the Wuhan lab. Reverse.
Right, alarms. It's like going that off. Gene Wilder scene in what was that movie with the kids and the chocolate factory. He's like, step backwards, reverse, 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Yeah. So they admitted just in the letter just yesterday, was the official day this letter came out, that U.S. taxpayers had indeed funded gain of function research on bat coronaviruses and Wuhan revealed that to the Eco Health Alliance, which is a U.S. nonprofit that funneled NIH money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Look, this is how the Democrats do business. And so folks, I think, understand now at this at home, Zuckerberg funnels all his Chan Zuckerberg money through the 501c3, the not-for-profit initiative to rig the elections. So we know how they do this. They use the not-for-profit tax code in the IRS to do this. Same thing with the NIH. And Dave, just an addition to the story that broke on that, and over here at Breitbart, Fauci and Chinese CDC. So they have a CDC equivalent in China, in case you didn't know. Fauci and Chinese CDC directors' emails exchanges have also been part of this document dump. Quote, we will get through this together. And again, just so folks at home understand, this is massively, massively important. So for the last 18 months, the so-called trusted man on the job, Fauci, the director of the NIAID, the presidential advisor on coronavirus, and his boss, Francis Collins, have been lying to the American public, Dave. Correct. They've been lying to the American public every single day for the last 18 months. And again, just as a quick reminder, what is gain of function research? They weaponized the regular cold virus. They weaponized the SARS-CoV virus to become SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19. And they did that by adding the spike protein. Okay, so just to be super simple and super clear, and that was weaponization research that our United States government funded, and it took place in Wuhan, China. Very simply, that's it. They admitted as much in a letter today. When he testified in front of Rand Paul in Congress, he lied his fucking ass off, dude.
How many times did they drag that Fauci fossil up to Capitol Hill, and he got so indignant and so righteous, right? Yep. And calling out to Rand Paul, you are the liar.
Yep.
You squinty-eyed little runt.
Yep. Yep.
And we knew from, like, if you were going to cast a villain in a big, box office movie, I would get Fauci. He looks like a villain. And yep. yet he was backed up by the mainstream media for, a year and a half. Somebody else I want to give props to, besides Rand Paul, for knowing from the get-go that we're finally getting the truth on this, Dr. Richard Edbright.
Yep.
You ever heard of this guy, Edbright?
Yeah.
So he's a biosafety expert. And he also, he's at Rutgers, by the way, but Rutgers University.
Okay.
Numerous times called out Fauci's claim that the NIH had never done the gain of function research. So good for him on the collegiate level. Good for Rand Paul. The truth is out. Fauci needs to be fired and prosecuted.
Yeah. Fired and prosecuted. He needs to be referred to the DOJ for prosecution. He won't be, because Biden's his boss. He will not be fired. He's got protection. That is absolutely clear. But Dave, my takeaway, if you are us or the millions of patriots that listen to our show and so forth, after moving here from Canada 20 plus years ago and getting my American citizenship, I was so proud and crying at the time I got my citizenship. And this is the first time I think I've ever said this. I cannot believe the America in which I'm living in right now. I have no trust and no faith in the American government at this point. None.
And it's all
They've lied to us to our face. And I have no more faith in the government.
And it's really sad that the FBI especially has just fallen in line with the swamp, being used to manipulate and so on. So this is a good transition to this, our scumbag Attorney General Garland.
Very good.
So they dragged his ass up to Capitol Hill today.
Yep.
And the highlights I saw were, it's the best entertainment you can get. You don't need TV folks anymore.
I know.
Just watch these, the highlights.
Watch Marjorie Taylor Greene's grilling of him.
Jordan, all the rest. So yeah. they nailed him on a few things, and he, like the little weasel line runt that he is, that we already know that his son-in-law is making millions pushing the CRT nonsense.
Correct.
So they nailed him about the, they asked, hey, do you have any evidence at all that parents are threatening school board members? No. Do you have any evidence that, you know, that there's any reason to believe? Oh, and then it was great, Frank.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about how these loser eco-terrorists invaded
Yeah.
Right. So this guy, I forget which congressperson, held up two exact. So one was from January 6th. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And right next, it almost looked like the exact same picture.
Yeah.
But that was from a week ago when the left wing nutbags were invading the Department of Interior.
Yeah. 60 people arrested. Yeah. Thousands of dollars of damage.
Here it is. Representative Mike Johnson. That's
nobody even knows about that story, Dave. I mean, I looked all over the internet for it. You can barely find it.
And it goes, hey, so here you're, Garland, you've come out and said these are domestic terrorists from January 6th. But how about a week ago when they invaded and pushed their way into the Department of Interior? Isn't that also domestic terrorists?
Yeah.
And you know, Garland, of course, had nothing to say about that.
Nothing to say. Garland is in deep doo-doo, Dave, as we say in the Beltway. I mean, he has got a trifecta of issues going for him. As you mentioned, first of all, the son-in-law who's pushing the CRT software company that Chan Zuckerberg are minority equity investors in. That's point one. Point two, his wife, as I revealed on our last podcast this week, actually did confidential work for a highly classified company that does election software security integrity. Oh, isn't that interesting? During the 2020 year. And now third, this whole thing about the national school boards, and it's been totally revealed that Biden, the White House, were in cahoots and in conversation. This has all been made public now.
Sure.
They revealed that the Biden White House was in discussions with the National School Board Association, run by a bunch of far left nut jobs. They were in conversations with them well before any interaction with the DOJ. They set this story up. They gave it to Garland. They said, designate them as domestic terrorists. Yeah. And then when Garland puts his speech up today at in the Congress, he's like, Jim Jordan, you saw this, Dave, right? He totally called him on it. There's been a dramatic rise in white supremacy and domestic terrorist activity at school boards. Oh, really? Oh, how do you know that? Oh, because the letter from the National School Board Association says so. There was no direct sourcing. There's no facts. There's no data. It's because the letter from the School Board Association says so.
an utter fool. It's hard to have any confidence when you see this bonehead up there. So jumping ahead to when you're talking about the fabric of our society breaking down and it's hard to trust. So here we have New York City Hall. New York City is a complete disaster
Total disaster. It's why I left 8 years ago.
One of the great men of our days, Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
So here his statue has been in City Hall since 1834 in New York City.
Yep.
He's the author of the Declaration of Independence, probably the greatest written document ever created in a country. And as you know what, these left-wing nutbags said, he was a slaveholder. We have to remove the statue.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah, he's gone.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Good pickup on that story, Dave. And I think, you know, most of America, actually probably most of you in New York City, even missed this story that de Blasio, the Nicaraguan rebel-funded communist, and people are saying, why is Frank talking like that? Well, because he actually did work in Central America for the communists back in the 80s. So you can go and check that out. So they dragged out the statue, took the statue away of, but here's what I'm surprised about, Dave. They took the statue away of Thomas Jefferson, but I'm really shocked they didn't replace it with a Floyd statue with some blood coming out the nose and some cop pounding on his ass. And that, I'm really kind of surprised they didn't replace that statue.
Well, they should definitely have the bottle of fentanyl pills in his pocket. He died basically of fentanyl overdose.
Of course he did. And we all know that. That's what the report showed. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do a couple other quick pushback items.
Let's give it to me.
So pushback items, number one, In-N-Out. So San Francisco has
one
of the great hamburger chains on the West Coast. I don't think it's on the East Coast yet.
It goes, I think, as far as the Mississippi line. basically.
You can get an awesome double-double for like literally $6. They've really kept the prices low.
It's true.
So the city of San Francisco said, hey, we want you to enforce the COVID mandate of getting the vaccine. It's right. Like, you got to be kidding me. You got these high school kids trying to shovel out dozens of burgers a minute, and you want them to be the vaccine police?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. So good for this guy. So I'm going to call him out. Good for you. Chief legal business officer for In-N-Out.
Yeah, a little backstory there. I know In-N-Out extremely well because of my kids. We go there all the time. Yeah, family of four can eat there for $25 in the drive-thru. Like you said, incredibly well-priced. This is a private organization, not a public company. It's a Christian founder, very solid Christian values. If you look at the bottom of some of the coffee cups or the milkshake cups, they have little scripture on the bottom of the coffee cups and stuff. Solid guy. And he is like FUJB or, Brandon or whatever his name is. There's no way that we're going to be your vaccine police. So we're done with you.
Why can't every company, it's just a simple little sentence, Frank. Here we go. We fiercely disagree with any government dictate that forces a private company to discriminate against customers who choose to patronize their business.
Yep.
This is clear governmental overreach.
We're seeing more and more of it, Dave. The Delta CEO came out the other day, and I was actually talking about this with my school head the other day. Here's a change in, right? So you have the Southwest CEO who was like 50-50 wishy-washy. You have the United CEO, who's a total libtard in the tank. Biden, give it to me up the wazoo. I'll do whatever you tell me to do and make sure my pilots are fully vaccinated with like 5 boosters. And I know 2 United pilots, so I know this is, I know my facts here. And then you have like the Delta CEO, who's like NFW. Nobody's getting shit here. No vaccination. So he stood up. So same industry. One industry, 3 different airlines. You're going to start to see this roll out in different ways, as we've predicted for months.
And I like how you're on full display. You're seeing which company you kind of want to support and which ones you don't.
Yeah.
And I'm being very aware. So Southwest, however, did finally back off that plan to put unvaccinated employees on unpaid leave. They were employees finally had enough with their nonsense.
Good.
And they backed down from that. And that's what you got to do. Where the pushback is everywhere. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about how Superman's motto was taken away like a week ago. Guess what? The top current artist from Superman just quit.
Yeah, there you go. I think, for folks at home who maybe ask themselves, God, Frank and Dave and Rant and Rave, they give us this great information and all this stuff. What can we do? What can we do at home? Mm. What you can do, folks, is make choices. Very simple, everyday, average choices in your lives. Where do you go to eat? Where do you fly? What are you doing with your discretionary money? How are you spending your time with your kids? What are you going to do? Are you supporting groups that support these far left libtard causes or not? You need to make choices. Now is the time. Every little choice, and I've been doing this in my own life with my family, Dave, every little choice, it can be a simple everyday thing. What's on in your car? Is Fox News Radio on in your car? Well, they get ratings. They get more money. No, it's not. I've turned it off. So you can listen to Channel 63, Sirius, The Message, good Christian music. There's different ways to deal with this situation.
Absolutely. And I know it's tough at times because the easiest thing to do is to buy, dog treats from Amazon. it just is.
As you would know.
And it's also, we can just say, let's go, Brandon, except if you're in Canada.
Right.
So the Canadian government now is telling people, their employees, they can no longer say, let's go, Brandon.
I got to be honest with our viewers at home. That was actually, I did run this by my dad, who's a former journalist, and he actually ran, he's a journalist. He knows his stuff. So he ran the story down for me. Turns out it was fake news. And that's cool. If fake news happens on both sides, it's important to know our facts on our show, Dave. We only report the truth. Someone got a hold of some stationery from the federal government of Canada and put out a fake memo saying you can't say, let's go, Brandon, at work. And it got picked up on the internet and went viral. It turns out it was a fake story.
Here's what I think that is true. So in Irish nightclubs, so you're in Ireland, you're having fun, blah, blah, blah. You're eating and drinking in a nightclub, but you still have to have your mask on. Come on. How do you do that while you're eating and drinking and dancing?
I don't think, they don't have, what people seem to understand, the enforcement mechanisms are not there to deal with this. There's no people, there's no resources, there is nowhere near, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Like, I think about this, if I go to a restaurant, if I was somewhere, what are you going to do? You're going to call the sheriff on me? You're going to have some dude in a fucking neon vest come down and try to arrest Frank? I don't think that's going to happen.
No. Well, we're so happy that we're able to connect with you all on a midweek rant, but
yes,
so happy to see Donald Trump starting his social media site. And I think there is more good news on the way.
More good news on the way. And folks, thanks for joining us today. And don't forget to check us out on social media, Getter, Gab, and MeWe. And of course, our podcast is available all over the place. Apple, Pandora, Spotify, Google, your platform of choice. Dave, we'll catch you down the road.